the book Romans, part 14. I'm Professor Hannes Dreslinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm especially thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was written by Dr. Joseph, or changed by Dr. Joseph Briard Rottenham in 1860, with all the ancient Hebrew sacred names in it. I always say it's the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. You can contact me, I have a couple available. Cell phone number is +27, international code for South Africa, and the number is 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on my right hand side. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very, very welcome, always. But I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because there's some sensitive information that you've missed already. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications for all the other studies that we are currently busy with, like What is Your God's Name and the revelation of the book Revelation. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. It's important to know that we not associate ourselves with the following people. Any messianic people, Israel Vision Groups, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, excuse me. The Yah Movement, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Roman Catholics, excuse me, I've got something in my throat, or any denomination, Protestant or Catholic, we are not part of anybody. We are end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning throughout the world through the internet. We are using the Restoration Bible, the one I referred to, the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible. It's not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. That is not Dr. Joseph Briand's Bible. He has not translated that one. Why? Because it's got all the Babylonian gods' names in it, and that is what he has left out or changed in the 1860 Bible. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that the study today or this morning is going to be a blessing unto you. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday. We begin with the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 13. Unfortunately, this part I need to do every morning, because we do get new people that listens to us and they don't know why do we use the ancient original Hebrew sacred names. We are not a Hebrew group. We are not a Jewish group. We are not a sect. Instead, we are part of the Bride of Yahushua universally. We're not a church or anybody. Romans 1 verse 13. Now I, Apostle Paul. Now he's speaking in a very different sense to the congregation of the Roman people in Rome. Now I, Apostle Paul, will not have you ignorant brethren. So who is he speaking to? He's speaking, when you see the word brethren, especially with a capital B, brethren, it means it's the assembly of Yahushua. Where? In Rome. Well, of course, this book is addressed to Rome and Italy. Where? Because he traveled the world, different places. where there were Gentiles, you will have find Apostle Paul establishing an assembly of Yahshua's people. Not a church. Not a church. But an assembly. A house. A home study group. Because Yahshua told his apostles, go from house to house and break bread. Like I've explained before, he never gave them a bread under the arm and say, go and break bread. No, that's not the bread. The bread of life. This is what we are sharing. It's called the bread of life and the water of everlasting fountain springing up forever and ever. Living water. Now, I, Apostle Paul, would not have you ignorant brethren. I would not. That oftentimes I propose to come unto you, but was let hetero. So it means that for a lot of times he planned to went or go back to Rome. And every time there was something that was happening. Because you must remember that the word says that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but the principalities, the evil darkness, the fallen angels, Satan and his disciples. And whenever we have a plan to reach souls, we will always have opposition. Why? Because we are busy with the right things. And that's why I say this revelation word in the revelation names, we have a lot of opposition. But you know what? It doesn't stop us. We just walk over it. Give the necessary information and walk over it. We will not have ourselves stopped by nobody or nothing. Why? Because it's not our gospel. This is the gospel that the apostles of Yahshua preached 2,000 years ago. About 14, 15 years ago, when I came to the revelation word, I had a bookshop for more than 7 years. And one day, two pastors of one of the prominent Protestant churches in South Africa came to me, and they came and they asked if they may sit and have a short meeting with me. I said, you're very welcome. So they sat down, and the older pastor says, the reason that they're there, they want to find out more about this new gospel I'm preaching on internet with the revelation names. And I sit and look at them in seconds. Yaffa just filled my mind with revelation words. And I said, you know what, pastors? This message which we are preaching today, it's not a new message. It is a message that's older than 2,000 years. 2015, 2013 years old already. This is the message that Yahshua preached. This is the message that he instructed his apostles to preach unto a lost world. I say that, you know what, the message that you are preaching about the names, the name Jesus, is just over 600 years old. There was never a letter J in the Hebrew or the Greek. It was an I, and an I is different to a J. So you can't come and tell me it's the same letter. I said, let me give you my phone. Then you just type in at AI, artificial intelligence, and ask them quickly, when was the letter J created? Then you will find who is preaching a new gospel. The gospel you're preaching, the Protestant gospel, which was created by the Roman Catholic Church, is only more than 600 years old. I say, so who is actually preaching the new gospel? So they both stood up, and they want to walk away. I said, now why are you running away? You came here and you asked me, I must explain to you about this new gospel, which is the oldest gospel that you will find. It's a New Testamental gospel. I'm not talking about the 613 laws of Moses. I'm talking about the gospel of grace through the blood, the redemption blood of Yahushua. And then they say, no, they have another meeting. I said, but you came here with the intention to teach me. Why are you running away? You see, because you don't even want to open your phones and look what AI will show you. Because you know that the letter J did not exist until the 16th century. And then it was created by the Roman Catholic Church. They just walked out without even greeting. And they just walked off. I'm so glad that when there's a crisis, in a moment of a crisis, that Father Yaffa, through the Ruach HaKodesh, will just lay a word of life in our mouths. You remember yesterday, it wasn't just me. He says, you and me functioning in faith through grace. Hallelujah. You remember? Yes. So what happens? We function in the Ruach HaKodesh. He says he would teach and lead us. And when the crisis is there, you can just open your mouth and he will put the words of wisdom in your mouth. But it says, now I, Apostle Paul, would not have you ignorant brethren, the bride, that oftentimes I proposed to come unto you what was left he true, that I, that's Apostle Paul, now you must listen, might have some fruit, that I might have some fruit, so that I might come to you and present the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh that is in me. That's Apostle Paul. What was the reason that he wanted to go back to the assembly of Rome, of Yahushua, is to present to them the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, that I, Apostle Paul, look at my fingers, might have some fruit. I actually want to say some extra fruit. The Ruach HaKodesh fruits, the big ones. He says that I might have some fruits, the Ruach HaKodesh, among you. Now, who are they? In the assembly of Yahushua in Rome, there was also Hebrew people that were saved. Because you remember, in the time of Yahushua, he preached the gospel unto Israel first. For 2 years of his ministry, he just preached unto the nation of Israel, his people. And the last year of his ministry, the third year, from that day where he spoke to the Samaritan woman, the Gentile woman, up till today in 2026, Yahushua is still dealing with the Gentiles to become part of his bride. Then in the great tribulation, he will, the gospel of salvation will be ministered unto Israel, the nation of Israel, in the great tribulation, where one third is called the remnant of Israel, one third, says the Bible, shall be saved. Get my book, the two keys to the book of Revelation. It's so important. Tomorrow morning I will say something about it, if it's Father's will. Now he says here, I just want to continue, that I, Apostle Paul, might have some fruit, the Ruach HaKodesh fruits, among you, who were saved from the nation of Israel also, even as among other Gentiles. So in the assembly in Rome, there were Hebrew people and there were Gentile peoples. So many times in Apostle Paul's writings, I find places where he's speaking about circumcision, for instance, as a sign of the Old Testament covenant. Because he was speaking to the Hebrew people, that he preached the gospel, and he spoke about Moses, and sometimes he will spoke about Elijah and other prophets, using them as references. and especially the circumcision. It's not that he's promoting the circumcision. Apostle Paul is the one that's writing that says that Yahushua says he has no desire that we be circumcised by our flesh, but be circumcised by our cardinal minds, by our minds. It actually says heart, but it's not my heart. And that comes through new birth. Galatians 3:26-29. Those that was immersed, first repent, immersed in the name of Yahushua to forgiveness of sin. There's no Greek, no Gentile, freeman, no slave, man or woman, but we are one in Yahushua, even the woman. Why? Because now we all are circumcised by our minds. Let's just read this last part. That I, Apostle Paul, might have some fruit. The Ruach HaKodesh among you. We're talking about the bride of Yahushua in Rome, but these were also Hebrew people that came to repentance, who were saved from the nation of Israel also, even as among other Gentiles. There's different nations and tongues who were also Gentiles. It wasn't just only the Greek. Like the Italians, they are Gentiles. The Italians were Gentiles, a lot of them. But even today, most of them are Gentiles. Because they have not accepted Yahushua as their Savior and Redeemer and hanging on to a Roman Catholic faith. Now time has caught up with us until tomorrow morning, if His Father's will. Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.